Say, kids, what time is it? Bob.
Well, howdy, Mr. Duty. And boys and girls at home and kids in the gallery, let's go.
Bob Smith was 30 years old in 1947 when Howdy Doody took to the airwaves. Bob Smith is now 80 years old and Howdy Doody is 50. But here's something that you might not have known. Howdy Doody was also a radio show. During the 1950s, transcribed, Howdy Doody was on the radio every Saturday morning. Let's listen.
Yes, sir, and boys and girls, here we are again with more Howdy Doody time, transcribed direct from the Howdy Doody Circus. Princess Summer, Fall, Winter, Spring.
Hello, Buffalo Bob.
And Dilly Dally.
Oh, yeah, that's me.
Phineas T. Buster.
The T is for Tweety.
I know. And the Flubberdub.
Where would they be without me?
And me, Buffalo Bob. And now, kids, it's time for our Howdy Doody do's and don'ts.
Doody, 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 doodly, don'ty, won'ty. What? Hey, that sounds like double talk, Mr. Smith.
No, Dilly. It's very, very simple. Now, you just listen.
Oh, do do a howdy doody do. But don't do a howdy doody don't. 'Cause a howdy doody do will be good for you. But a howdy doody don't won't.
There, see?
Buffalo Bob.
Sure, then. Look, you listen to Howdy, because this week's Howdy Doody Doo comes right from the corner of Main Street and Chippewa. That's right, kid. Now, you know, kid, you don't cross the street with your feet.
Oh, you're kidding, Howdy.
That's how I've always crossed.
No. You see, well, of course, you use your feet a little bit, but the idea is this. You see, if you think you use your feet when you cross the street, I'll set you wise. In the daytime or night, look around left and right and cross the street with your eyes. If you look before you leap, you will always keep the help you prize. It is safer to wait, be a few seconds late and cross the street with your eyes. Never try to beat that car, even though it's off so far. Chances are that you won't be seen, so don't take a step till the light turns green. If you think you use your feet when you cross the street, here's a surprise, 'cause your pal Howdy knows if you had 50 toes, you'd still cross the street with your eyes. And remember, kids, in big cities and little towns everywhere, no matter how careful you think the driver is, boy, you have to use your eyes, too. Yes, that's right, kids. Thanks, Howdy Doody.
You know, I know a great Howdy Doody do.
Oh?
And, kids, this'll be very good for you.
Oh, well, good, Flubberdubble, and let's hear it. What is it?
Yeah, okay, honey. Now, tell me. Did you ever see a squirrel take a peanut and hide it in the ground?
Oh, I sure, Flub. You see, the squirrel is saving it for some cold winter day when he'll really need food.
Right. Yes, sir. Squirrels are smart. Almost as smart as a Flubberdub.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, kids, I want to tell you something. You should do that, too.
What do you mean, the kids should save peanuts and hide them in the ground, Flub?
No.
What do you mean?
They should save pennies.
Oh.
Now, look. The New Year starts Tuesday, right?
Yep.
Okay. It's easy to save a penny a day.
Yep.
If a kid saved a penny every single day, at the end of the year, you know what he'd have?
How much?
$3.65.
Boy, oh boy, that's enough money to buy all sorts of things for yourself or for other people.
Sure. So I say, save a penny. Now, boy, is that a good Howdy Doody do?
Oh, boy, it's excellent, Bob. And it's a great New Year's resolution for all the kids, too. So remember now, boys and girls,
Oh, just like you have watched a squirrel store his food away. Every boy and every girl should save for a rainy day. So save your pennies, soon you'll have a nickel. Save your nickels, soon you'll have a dime. Save your dimes, and soon you'll have a quarter. And a quarter ought to make you sort of glad to save the dime. Save your quarters, soon you'll have a dollar. Then you'll say that you were very smart. Cause the dollars, quarters, dimes, and nickels grew from just a single penny. Just a little penny, just the one little penny that you had at the start.
Buffalo Bob and Howdy Doody were always very special to me. I was 6 months old when Howdy Doody was born, but I grew up watching Howdy on television. The Howdy Doody show was the first regularly televised TV show in color. Now, back in those days, there weren't very many color television sets around, but NBC did decide to broadcast Howdy in color. The Howdy Doody show started in 1947 as a Saturday-only program called Puppet Playhouse. Then they had this big announcement in early 1948 that Howdy Doody would go on 5 days a week, just following the test pattern at 5:30 in the afternoon on the NBC network. In those days, the NBC network, I think, consisted of three or four stations, not very big. But as the NBC network grew, so did Howdy Doody. Now, here's a great trivia question for you, and we'll see if anybody can come up with the answer. As a matter of fact, I'm going to give you a phone number. This is a first for the Rick Sapphire Show. I'm going to give you a telephone number, and I'm going to give you my email address, and we will see if any of you can answer this wonderful, wonderful trivia question. And the first person to answer the trivia question will receive a gift. I've got a book that I wrote some years ago, about 5 years ago, called How You Can Double Talk. It's a lot of fun. It teaches you how to double talk, so when you speak, people won't understand what you're saying. This book is sold in magic shops all around the world, I guess, and you can order it also through Barnes & Noble and Borders Books. It's a little book, but I'll send it to the winner of our trivia contest. But here's the question. Howdy Doody was on the air and very popular throughout the United States, and in Canada, they also wanted to broadcast the Howdy Doody show. The problem is Howdy Doody always celebrated holidays like the 4th of July and Thanksgiving and the President's Day, you know, Lincoln's birthday, Washington's birthday. But right across the border up in Canada, those holidays didn't mean a thing. So they decided to keep the same puppets but have a different host in Canada. So my trivia question is, who in the 1950s, in the early 1950s, was the live host of the Howdy Doody program in Canada? And here's how you can answer that question. You can call me tomorrow morning, after 10 o'clock Eastern Time, at area code 609-424-1064. Or you can email me at my email address. And that's Rick Sapphire, but it's spelled RICSAPHIRE at AOL.com. Once again, the phone number, area 609-424-1064. Or email me at, and you can email me right after the program tonight, at Rick Sapphire, that's one word, RICSAPHIRE at AOL.com. And good luck. And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's go back to this rare radio broadcast of Howdy Doody.
Hey, howdy. Oh, yes, sir, Buffalo Bob. Howdy, would you get your popcorn popper?
Well, sure. Well, why, are we going to make popcorn?
You betcha, howdy. Yes, sir, we're going to make some popcorn and sing about it at the same time. Come on.
We love to pop, 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 popcorn. Poppity, 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 popcorn. We want to hear it pop till it hits the top of the room. And then boom! We love to pop, 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 popcorn. Poppity, 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 popcorn. We'll open up a shop and there we'll pop all day. And say, we'll pop until our shop is filled and then we'll pop some more. Until we see our popcorn hop into the shop next door. We love to pop, 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 popcorn. Poppity, pop.
poppity, 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 popcorn. The best popcorn you'll ever, ever eat. Why we want to treat. That's our poppity, 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 popcorn. We'll pop until our shop is filled, and then we'll pop some more. Until we see our popcorn hop, 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 until the shop's next door. We love to pop, 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 popcorn. Poppity, 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 popcorn. The best popcorn ever eat. While we want a treat. That's our poppity, 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 popcorn.
Every day you meet a friend, but do you know how to be a friend? Well, if you don't, I'll tell you how. Just yell. Every day you see a pal, but do you know how to be a pal? Well, if you don't, I'll tell you how. Just yell. I've tried this friendly game. I've been as happy as a bird. You are sure to feel the same when you say those magic words. So, when a buddy shakes your hand, be sure as soon as he takes your hand, you let him know you think he's grand. Just yell.
The young lady who you heard singing played the character Princess Summer, Fall, Winter, Spring on the Howdy Doody show. That character first began as a puppet, but then they decided to bring on a live character to play the Indian princess. She was played by Judy Tyler. Judy Tyler had done some Broadway. She was an excellent singer and a very pretty, dark-haired young lady. And Judy was the princess on the Howdy Doody show. But Judy was not under an exclusive contract, and she was given an offer to appear in, I think, Elvis Presley's first movie, but the Elvis Presley fans out there will probably know better than I exactly which film Judy Tyler did finally agree to appear in. Unfortunately for her, the people behind the Howdy Doody show felt that if she was going to appear with Elvis Presley, that she would not be the perfect role model for Princess Summer, Fall, Winter, Spring on the Howdy Doody show. So the princess went back to the reservation, never to be seen again. Unfortunately, shortly after her departure from the Howdy Doody show and her appearance in the movie with Elvis Presley, Judy Tyler was killed in an automobile accident. Buffalo Bob always remembers her dearly, speaks about her quite often, and talks about the great loss to the Howdy Doody show, but somehow rewrites history just a little, because Princess Summer, Fall, Winter, Spring had left Howdy Doody for Elvis Presley before her untimely passing. And now back to the radio broadcast of Howdy Doody.
Here is our princess, Summer, Fall, Winter, Spring, to sing Laugh and Be Happy.
Just when it looks like things are looking bad, just when you feel like feeling mighty sad, all of a sudden things may change, and it would help if you'd arrange to laugh and be happy. And to be happy, here's all you have to know. Just begin to grin and then to giggle till you go. Ha 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 ha. I'm sure you've seen a laughing hyena. Strange how it seems to know that it's fun to grin and then to giggle till you go. Ha 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 ha.
Thank you, Princess.
And there were some scenes and sounds from the Howdy Doody radio show. What great memories. And why don't we close off our show this week as Buffalo Bob and the gang in Dutyville would close off their show on the radio every Saturday.
It's time to say goodbye until next Saturday,
when we will all be with you again.
Yes, sir, Mr. Buster.
With lots of music and lots of fun, lots of laughing for everyone, lots of everything under the sun.
Oh, I'll bring the...
Now, this is Rick Sapphire, making memories come alive right here on Yesterday USA. Hey, we may soon be seeing you Friday nights live. We'll know more about that very soon. But right now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to end our show in a special fashion with a special announcement from Howdy Doody, and then we'll see you again next Thursday. But don't go away. Here's Howdy Doody with a special announcement.
Oh, and big kids, by the way, here's an announcement we have to make. Dilly, you read it.
Okay, Howdy, let's see it. This program came to you by
electrical transcription.
What does that mean, Howdy?
Well, I don't know, Dilly. It's just something you always say. I don't know.
I never said it before. Gee, I hope my mother didn't hear me say it. Maybe it's something wrong.
Oh, I don't think so, Dilly. Well, anyway, so long, kids, and listen again next week when it's...